Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's going on, everyone? Joe DeCamera, John Ritchie. It's 94 WIP. Great to be with you on what should be another probably pretty wild day. Yesterday was certainly a crazy one. First as a radio station, and in a really good way, you know, from an Eagles standpoint, fan base, just with activity. I mean, you know, we know Wednesday is when NFL free agency officially begins, but yesterday, of course, is when that legal tampering period began, and three really interesting moves by the Eagles. We'll continue to talk about them today. Obviously, DeSean Jackson, really the headliner in the final one, but also mix in there Jackson from the Jaguars, formerly of the Broncos, and Jason Peters, of course, retained. Nick Foles, as we know, going to Jacksonville. So there's a lot to get to today following a fun day at the Birds Town Hall. Great to be with you. 888-729-9494. Flyers get a big win. They're getting close. They really are. They're 3 points back now. Sixers back at it tonight. And, of course, the Phil's opening day in about 2 weeks. Joe DeCamera, John Ritchie, hop aboard the phone lines. We want to hear from you. 888-729-9490. Richie, Rich!
Joe!
What's up, bud?
You know, research shows that ginger is more effective than Dramamine to combat motion sickness.
Wow. I knew this one.
Really?
Yeah, my wife gets terrible motion sickness, and we've tried everything, and ginger has helped. There's like these tablets you can take and stuff. Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah.
Like, I really like the ginger. When I go sushi, you know, get the sushi, I always chow down on all that ginger. I love it. I didn't know that I was getting motion sickness
relief
well, there you go. While eating it. I just enjoy the taste.
All right.
Are you a motion sick guy?
No issues.
Really?
Nah, I got no problems.
I'm the same. I can literally read a book anywhere, same. Moving, anytime, and it doesn't matter.
No, I've never noticed it. So, yeah, I think I'm good.
But you've also never, like, been out on a boat or anything?
I've been
like
on
that.
Boats. Not many, but I've been on a couple boats. Yeah. Okay. Been on some boats. 888-729-9494. All right, let's get to it. So, big moves yesterday. DeSean Jackson, John, after our show yesterday. Now, we started hearing the reports during the show that this thing could happen. But, obviously, the move after the show. And, you know, fascinating listening to Angelo this morning, because I expect it more down the middle, pro-DeSean being acquired, anti-DeSean being acquired, than we heard. It was overwhelming support and excitement with DeSean coming back to the tune of 82% in their poll said they're you know, in favor of the move, which is, you know, pretty big, you know, knockout, you know, pro-DeSean. John, what do you make of it? I mean, as we sit here today, and I want to hear from everyone, 888-729-9494. Of course, DeSean's brought back to $27 million deal for 3 years, $13 million guaranteed. There's a swap of a 6- and 7-round draft pick. So basically, it's a salary dump by Tampa Bay. The Eagles get him. John, what do you make of it? Where do you stand? DeSean Jackson's back.
I think that everyone is forgetting exactly the way they felt when last DeSean was an Eagle. I don't want to be Debbie Downer here.
Okay.
I do think DeSean Jackson was the best speed receiver available to the Eagles. You know, like we talked a little bit about John Brown being that guy. DeSean Jackson's better. And we know he wants to be here, which is great. But I feel like people forget that half the city was sick of his antics the last time around. You know, I feel like this is similar to my whole feeling, my belief system on Allen Iverson. Allen Iverson was polarizing when he was here as a player. I was playing here. I remember, you know, I was here.
Yeah, he was polarizing. I always disagree
when you
say that.
He was polarizing.
You know,
half of us loved him.
It wasn't
half of us hated him. And look, you're doing what I'm talking about, Joe.
Yeah.
Everyone easily forgets.
My vote counts more than your vote.
Yeah, everyone easily forgets.
Thank you, Alan.
That DeSean was loved and DeSean was hated. And Right now, everyone, you know, this is like the second honeymoon feeling thing where, you know, everyone's dwelling on the loved part. But this guy comes with some not so awesome stuff tagging along with him. You know, like, let's hope Ike is right. What Ike said yesterday is that Deshaun has since become a father. You know, he has matured as a person, and he wasn't creating problems down in Tampa. Well, you know, there is one major problem he created. He hated Jameis Winston, the quarterback. I mean, that's kind of red flag.
Right.
You hate Jameis Winston, who everyone else,
well,
teammate-wise, Joe, loves. Deshaun hates him. Doesn't want to play with him. Deshaun wanted a trade. Deshaun went public with his wish to get out, quit on the team that he was playing for. And everyone's like, oh, goody, this is the greatest thing in the world. Deshaun Jackson is no saint. Deshaun Jackson hopefully is more of a saint than he was the last time around. Deshaun Jackson is a mixed bag. And I feel like everyone in our city right now is saying Deshaun Jackson is a slam dunk. That's where
now, listen, I understand. Okay, so 888-729-9494. Reaction on Deshaun being acquired again, a swap of a 6 and a 7. It's really a salary dump by Tampa. I do think it's a little pricey for the Eagles. It's not outrageously pricey, but a little pricey, not on the draft pick thing, because that doesn't matter. But on the price tag is more than I expected. 13 guaranteed, 27 over 3 years. So probably never see the third year of the deal is my guess. It obviously, he's going to see the first year, maybe sees the second year, determined on how he plays. We'll see how it goes. Reaction on Deshaun back, 888-729-9494. John, I agree with you. I was surprised. I was actually shocked in Angelo's show that there was such an overwhelming majority that were pro Deshaun coming back. Now, let me just say this.
Listen, I think he makes us a better team. Don't get me wrong. Like, that, I think it's great.
Well, in some ways.
For the football part, for the X's and O's.
Yeah.
I am not on board 100%. Yeah. I mean, not anywhere close.
Yeah. Look, here's where I'm at. I'm not pounding the table against it. I want to be really clear about this.
Right. Nor I.
Deshaun Jackson he's one of the most fun players we ever saw in Philadelphia sports. He was a really good Eagle. He was a borderline Eagles Hall of Fame guy. Probably would have gotten there if he had more years here. And you can determine, well, is he going to get there now or not? Who knows? All right. He was an electrifying player to watch, who is still an electrifying player to
amazing
watch.
Amazing that he can still do what he
he's
does.
He's not the same player he was, you know, 6 years ago.
Hopefully he's better because he'll take better care of his body.
Well, I don't think he's going to be better. He's not the same player, but he's still pretty good.
No, he's still as fast as he was.
And he does fill a need. He really does fill a need the Eagles had, so I get all that. Where I certainly agree with John, though, and where I am against the move is I do believe, look, baggage obviously came with Deshaun 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago. It just did. We know it. It just did. It probably still will. Now, when Ike talks about Deshaun's a different guy, I listen. So I'm not saying I push that aside. I'm not. But, John, I think you bring up good points. Issue in Tampa Bay with the quarterback. They couldn't even seem to get on the same field as far as stylistically. Like, he really struggled when Jameis Winston was the starter, which was bizarre.
He functioned best with Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Right. So that was was strange. The fact that he wanted out of Tampa and that was known, like, hey, Deshaun, he's reformed, but he's like, in Tampa, he's like, well, I want out of here.
Yeah.
So I'm like, hold on, Eagles fans, hold on a second here.
Lies in the face of what Ike is saying.
Yeah, like,
he's grown up. He's a different man. Well, he's not different enough for my liking.
Yes.
Because he just diva'd his way out of a city.
So I got that in my mind. The other thing that really hits me the most of all, again, he brings something to the table the Eagles needed. He's an upgrade on Mike Wallace. He's an upgrade on what Torrey Smith was 2 years ago.
There's no doubt he is the best in the NFL at doing the big play down the field, quick strike football.
Now, he's got to stay healthy, and that's always been an issue for him, so that's a whole nother thing. But I will say this. My biggest strike against Deshaun being reacquired by the Eagles at this time, 13 months ago, all of us, we all saw 13 months ago the Philadelphia Eagles – finally win a Super Bowl, and they did it with no baggage. They did it with a unifying, rallying team spirit that far exceeded just talent. It wasn't about just talent. Talent was a big part of it. They had a lot of terrific players, but they had a spirit in that locker room that, you know, that they found a way to forge ahead in, and sometimes in tough times. Look, they were 13-3, but there were some tough times in there because there was the loss of the starting quarterback, there was the doubt of the team, there was the backup coming in, and they rallied together and they fought their way all the way to the top. And when I think back to Deshaun's, let's call it, era of Eagles football, that team in so many ways was the exact opposite. When things got tough, you know, they would fold. I mean, they were pretty good and they were very talented. They were very talented, and Deshaun was amongst the most talented. But that team didn't have rallying, unifying team spirit. So, you know, Deshaun comes in with baggage, and it's just, I don't want him disrupting. By the way, they didn't win the Super Bowl this past season. They just ended a couple of months ago. But they rallied again. They made us proud again. And I just, Deshaun, I do not want him messing with something that's been very special that has existed in that locker room the last 2 years.
The Eagles just got rid of Michael Bennett because he wasn't in line with the other guys. Because, as Dave Spadaro put it, you know, in that building, the NovaCare Center, the staff talks about why they won the Super Bowl. What's the number one thing? Spadaro said, they say it's chemistry.
Right.
Michael Bennett, I'm convinced, is no longer an Eagle because he didn't fit that chemistry, that team chemistry they were looking for. So now you bring in another guy who doesn't always fit the chemistry, that good chemistry, that formula that you're looking for. You bring in a me guy instead of a team guy. Yeah. You get rid of one, jettison Bennett, but you bring in a guy that may or may not have matured. I believe he has, but he needs to mature. I need to see more.
It's got
to
be a seismic improvement from where he was.
He needs to be better than he was the last time he was here. And I'm not talking about as a football player.
Right.
In order for me to be buying into this, I got to see a major improvement in who he is as a person, as a teammate.
Yeah, listen, I'll say this. I'm not saying it can't work. It's got a shot to work. And if it does, it could be a real boost to the Eagles. But boy, oh boy, there is some risk involved here. He does get hurt a lot. He is making some coin. And he just, quite simply, was just not the guy that was the type of rallying force these last 2 years as Eagles fans that made us proud and helped create a unified locker room. He wasn't. I hope he is. He's got a big seismic jump to make from where he was.
In order for him to get to that point, he has to change dramatically. And maybe he will. We know that him wanting to be here is a great thing. We love that part. Maybe that helps contribute to him becoming a better football player, not on the football field.
All right, 888-729-9494. I was shocked in the morning show how overwhelming it was, pro Deshaun coming back. I know he's fun and exciting. Where do you stand? We're talking about it. Jota Cameron, John Ritchie. We'll talk about all the moves. By the way, we expect more moves today. I mean, yesterday was the first of two legal tampering days. Today should be another wild one as well. We'll obviously update you all through the show as news breaks. Jota Cameron, John Ritchie. Hop on the phone lines, 888-729-9494.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.